there, I'm Kelly, and everybody has been talking about this water tower that is slated for demolition in Port Hawkesbury. This is the one that's the orange and white checkered one. You see it really anywhere you look in Port Hawkesbury, but it's located in Tamarack. And a lot of people had questions about why it's being demoed, because so many people have really nostalgic memories around this water tower, which may seem silly, but it's been there for pretty much many of these people's entire lives. So there's questions, of course, on why it's getting dismantled and why it's not in use. I happen to know a guy. He's my husband, Jason McMillan. He is the manager of engineering and public works at the town of Port Hawkesbury. So I tracked him down this afternoon, and we're going to ask him some questions about the water tower and what the deal is. Hi, Jay.
Hey, Kelly.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. So first of all, I've seen a lot of questions on our Facebook page about people asking, like, how long has it been there?
That water tower would be original to the water system when it was installed, likely in the 1960s timeline.
Wow. So there's a lot of people that have had it there for their entire lives.
For sure. Yeah.
And it's been out of commission for a number of years, right?
Exactly. There was a larger water tower built adjacent to the Tamarack subdivision probably over 20 years ago now, and that's an easy one to spot as well. Mm-hmm. And that older tower that's being taken down has been out of service since then. So
why is it important for it to come down and not just leave it?
It's not in service anymore. It's a large structure. Like anything, it would start to corrode and degrade over time. If it's no longer an asset to town infrastructure, it's prudent to ensure that those types of items are taken down to ensure the safety of the community. And it's kind of aesthetically not pleasing as well.
Yeah, that's fair. It has like an interesting shape as well, without getting kind of too far into it. What's the deal with the shape of it? Somebody said that it reminded them of a golf tee.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pedosphere water tower. It's the type of tower that is. I'm not going to pretend to know all the details on why that type was selected back in the day. Typically, the other types of structures we see in the community are more of a standpipe water tower arrangement.
So speaking of it coming down, a lot of people were asking for videos because I think they were imagining some sort of like implosion that you would see when someone's taking down a building in a city. That's not the case here, right?
No, it's certainly not. No, this is really more of a dismantling project. We have a very experienced contractor who's undertaken this work for us. It is going to be such that the tank will be cut up into small pieces and taken down piece by piece. So we expect the project to take approximately 2 weeks.
I know that you had read some of the comments on the Hawks Facebook page when we posted last night that the tower was coming down. And it was funny because there were so many people that said when they were growing up, when they were kids, they always thought that it had something to do with KFC. And I think that must be because the KFC used to have that big bucket of chicken outside of their restaurants. So I'm going to let you go, but I did want to ask one more question, and that is, has it ever been or is it currently full of chicken?
I can confirm that there is no chicken in the old water tower.
That's good. Perfect. But did you check? Because you never know. Okay.
No. I'm pretty confident about that. Yeah.
Okay. It's chicken free. All right. Thanks, Jay.
No trouble. See you now.
All right. See you. Bye.
Thank you.
There you go. That is the deal with the water tower in Port Hawkesbury, why it has to come down, a little bit of its history, and whether or not it is, in fact, full of chicken.